The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading Flash Briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Mary Chapman. Cure SMA, Cytokinetics, renew joint efforts to raise funds and awareness. Cure SMA and Cytokinetics have extended a partnership helping to heighten spinal muscular atrophy education, awareness, and fundraising, and to direct public policy in addressing community needs. To that end, the biopharmaceutical company will again be a national gold sponsor of some upcoming Cure SMA efforts in the United States. We continue to recognize the needs of those with SMA and are proud of our longstanding commitment to support the priorities of Cure SMA. Robert Blum, President and CEO of Cytokinetics, said in a press release. Through our shared objectives, this partnership reflects one of the many ways Cytokinetics works to amplify patient voice through collaborative community engagement. As part of this effort, Cytokinetics will be among the sponsors of Cure SMA's virtual North California Walk and Roll, held on September 18th, a fundraiser for Cure SMA Research Awards and Family Support Programs. So far this year, more than $42,000 has been raised toward the event's $120,000 goal. The company will also help to sponsor December's annual Hope on the Hill Congressional Dinner, which brings together SMA families, government officials, and industry leaders from across the country to raise awareness of SMA and the community's needs and to celebrate advances in research, treatment, and patient care. Cytokinetics has long been a platinum sponsor at Cure SMA's 2019 annual SMA conference and its Concert for a Cure, another Northern California event. It has also supported previous walk and rolls in the region. These efforts are reported to have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars in support of SMA patients and their families. Cytokinetics' continued support of Cure SMA has been immensely valuable, especially over the last 18 months, as we advance our goals and activities in a new virtual setting, said Kenneth Hobby, president of Cure SMA. Among the SMA community, there remains a large gap in access to care and support, and we appreciate our collaborative partnership with Cytokinetics to help facilitate various initiatives aimed at promoting awareness of appropriate care in the broader community, which will help improve and expand access, Hobby added. Cytokinetics, in collaboration with Astellas Pharma, is developing oral reldesemtiv, formerly CK1227107, as an SMA treatment candidate to improve muscle function and physical performance in people with the disease. Reldesemtiv showed promise in a Phase 2 hypothesis-generating trial in 70 adolescents and adults ages 12 to 72 with SMA types 2 and 3. It is currently being evaluated in a Phase 3 trial called COURAGE ALS in adults with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Odds are, if you're in a wheelchair, you've been stared at or even shied away from. It can be frustrating, to say the least. That's why today I want to share Alyssa Silva's latest column, Why I Welcome Children's Curiosity About My Disability. She shares about a positive interaction with the child. Here's her story. A few years ago, I wrote about the need for more understanding and awareness about disability. No matter how many years have passed or how much has changed, I've always felt strongly that this topic should be included in everyday conversation about disability. In that column, I shared my experience with a little girl whose reaction to my disability was hurtful, and how her parents responded by leaving this scene. They should have handled things differently. But I can't speak for that family or say I understand why they acted the way they did. However, what I do know is that the situation could have been a great learning opportunity for the little girl to better understand disability. I don't know much about children, to be totally transparent here, but I do know that they are curious beings. They absorb everything around them and learn to process the world. As I'm sure many can attest, they are guaranteed to share their unfiltered opinions and tell it exactly how it is. Kids say the darndest things, am I right? With this in mind, I've always encouraged kids to ask questions or engage in conversation with me if the situation allows. Usually, a child will simply stare as they pass by, but every once in a while, I can say hello and gently break down the barrier that might exist when a child sees someone with a disability, or, in their eyes, someone who looks different from what they're accustomed to. Recently, I attended a training camp practiced by the New England Patriots. These take place on a large, open football field next to the stadium, and the guests can sit in the bleachers or the grass along the sidelines. Tucked away in a corner, I had a perfect view of my beloved team. About 50 feet away, a little girl had a perfect view of me. I had been a bit oblivious to the little girl watching me. After all, I was watching football right before my eyes for the first time in 2 years. Happy was an understatement. But after about half an hour, the little girl's mom approached me, asking if her daughter could say hi. Immediately, the girl felt shy. So I asked her a simple question. My name is Alyssa. What's your name? Hesitantly, she answered. But the more questions I asked, her age, favorite player, etc., the more she warmed up to me. Our conversation was short, but it was productive nonetheless. Her mother thanked me for taking the time to chat with her. She explained that she noticed her daughter had been staring at me and wanted to encourage and entertain her curiosity in a positive manner. But it was actually me who was thankful for the experience, so I extended my gratitude in return. What I love the most about this story is that I didn't necessarily have to talk about my disability in order to cultivate more acceptance in this child. We talked about football, how old we are, and what types of exciting activities she did this summer. In doing so, she learned that I'm a human too. I'm sure the fact that I'm visibly disabled can be a lot for a child to process when they haven't seen anyone like me before. I think each of us has an amount of curiosity towards people and things we have never experienced, no matter our age. Some just know how to handle it better than others. With children, though, I have found that asking encouraging questions and striking up an everyday conversation can be both helpful and productive. The girl at training camp was one of my positive encounters that I've had applying these concepts. These small gestures can greatly impact a child's perception of disability. They can move past judgment and learn that disability doesn't dehumanize someone. Ultimately, this fosters more acceptance in the world. Thanks for sharing this story, Alyssa. I think we can all learn from it, and hopefully next time we have an encounter with a child, we can also strike up a conversation. To read her entire story and to find the one she refers to in her article titled Honest Conversations Can Lead to More Acceptance, head to our website at smanewstoday.com. There you'll find these articles and other great columns as well. But that's all I have for you today. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.